The grid stress story this week is not one crisis. It's three simultaneous crises in different parts of the country. And together, they describe a national infrastructure system operating without adequate margin. The Southwest Power Pool, which manages the grid for 14 states in the central U.S., issued a warning of possible rolling blackouts after temperatures topped 100 degrees and depleted operating reserves on Tuesday. Texas simultaneously shattered demand records with temperatures past 105 degrees. Southern California is in its most intense heat wave of 2026, with triple-digit temperatures, dangerous surf from post-tropical Elida, and elevated fire risk expected through next week.
The three simultaneous events matter because they stress the grid in regions that cannot easily share power. The interconnected U.S. grid has limited capacity to move large amounts of electricity across regional boundaries. The transmission infrastructure connecting different grid regions is a known bottleneck. So when the Southwest, South Central, and West Coast experience extreme heat simultaneously, they can't meaningfully bail each other out.
And this is all happening against the backdrop of Trump's electricity price deadline passing, with rates up 18%. The political irony is sharp. The president wanted lower electricity prices at the same moment that record demand from heat waves is putting upward pressure on spot electricity prices in multiple markets. The underlying supply-demand tension in the electricity market doesn't respond to political timelines.
The Kentucky tornado outbreak, with severe storms sweeping the Ohio Valley simultaneously, rounds out a picture of extreme weather events across a large swath of the country in a single week. Tornadoes, heat waves, dangerous surf from a post-tropical storm. Meteorologically, this is a week with weather events across multiple hazard categories simultaneously.
The Northern Lights visibility across 10 states is the one positive weather story this week. A geomagnetic storm created aurora visibility as far south as parts of the northern U.S. This has become a somewhat regular occurrence as solar activity in the current solar cycle has been elevated. It's also worth noting that the same geomagnetic activity that creates beautiful northern lights can disrupt satellite communications and radio navigation systems. So there's a dual-use dimension to these events, even when they're aesthetically spectacular.
The gene therapy story for the teenager with epilepsy is genuinely remarkable medicine. A personalized gene therapy helped a teen with epilepsy walk independently. This is the application of gene editing technology to a specific genetic variant causing a specific patient's condition. The personalized aspect is what distinguishes it from earlier gene therapies that targeted common mutations. This is a proof of concept that the cost and timeline for creating patient-specific gene therapies is becoming clinically feasible, not just theoretically possible.
The Nature commentary warning about AI-edited bird photos corrupting science databases is a story about data integrity and scientific infrastructure that I think is underappreciated. Citizen science databases like eBird and iNaturalist rely on photographic records submitted by birders and naturalists to track species distribution and population trends. If AI-edited images, which can alter backgrounds, improve lighting, or change the appearance of plumage in subtle ways, are being submitted and accepted into those databases, the scientific record becomes unreliable. Researchers using those databases to track climate-driven range shifts or population declines would be drawing conclusions from corrupted data.
The RFK Jr. cyclosporiasis story is a public health communication failure, regardless of where you sit politically. He declared the outbreak under control while the case count was rising. Cyclosporiasis is a parasitic intestinal illness, typically linked to contaminated produce. The gap between the official characterization and the epidemiological reality creates exactly the kind of trust deficit that makes future public health communication harder, because people remember when they were told something was under control when it wasn't.